Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to
Thanks for your word today. Guide us by your mighty Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. Wisdom 6. Ooh. Did you enjoy Ida's music?
Yeah.
Do you want more?
Yeah.
That's sounding nice. Not sounding nice at all. Somebody take away the ham. The sound in the cable, please.
Yeah. What's that?
Hello? It's not sounding clear. Clear. Clear it up. Clear it up. Or I'll come and clear you out. Right. Wisdom 6. Proverbs 6. Verse 1. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, or if thou hast stricken thy hand for a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, and thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. All right? Right there is one of the famous verses you must underline in your Bible. It must be underlined in your Bible. Verse 2. 6:2. You are snared with the words of your mouth. Or your mouth. All right? You are snared with the words of your mouth. So be careful. Don't go around promising young girls you are going to marry them. Now, when there's a song which has a name, it doesn't mean that it's that the person that you know. Because otherwise, there are so many songs. We have James, Hi James, Peter, Lava, different names. So, you don't have to think of a particular person. Yeah. So thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Be careful of making promises. Don't make promises quickly to God or to anyone. Oh God, if you help me pass my exam, I will serve you for the rest of it. Don't quickly promise things. Because you find they have become a promise breaker. On so many things. I rarely promise God anything. Yes. I don't even remember anything I've promised God before. I'm scared of making a promise. Because anything I say, I would like to do it. On the 26th of August, 1985, at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I told my beloved, she was not my beloved, but I told her that I'd marry her. So in 1989, I married her. Because I told her that I would marry her. So, you have to keep your word. So don't go around promising. I promise, I swear. I promise, I swear. I give you my word. Okay? Don't make a lot of promises. Just do things. Don't promise. Don't speak. Sir, you have the whatever now. Always and now. Stop. Learn not to be snared with the words of your mouth. One day, an older man, one of our older church members, he came to see me and he told me that he's going to his village and that he is retired. And that he just wanted to see me before he goes. He said, one day you will hear that I am dead because you will not see me again. And when you hear that I'm dead, I'm asking you for only one thing. I said, what is that? He said, send somebody to come to bury me. I was so moved that I said, no. I myself will come and bury you. Yes. Now, I wish I had never promised that. Yes. I wish thou was snared with the words of thy mouth. This man left. I completely forgot about him. Many years later, I was there when I heard a message. I had the message that this man has died. And then as soon as I said, yeah, I remembered the promise I made. So I said, Where is the man staying? And they showed me somewhere in the Volta region. Far away. And I remembered my promise. And I said, what I told him, that when he dies, I myself will come. I cannot break that promise. So, although he was dead, I said, no, you are snared. You see, you must believe words. If for your words to have power, what you say must be true. When it's true, then this one too is true. When it's true, this one is not true. It's true, this one is not true. True, this one is not true. When you say, you shall be this, it may not be true also. It can be falling into the not true or the true. Because your words are a mixture of true and not true. In your private life, some are true, some are not true. Your promises, your words, your say, I'll do this. So this is my tithe. It's not your tithe. So this was not this. Everything is not true, mixed up. It doesn't go with spirituality. So I got a car. I got some people. And somebody said, oh, the man, I don't think he's even like, we have not heard of him for years. I said, you know what? Whether he's in the church, he's not in the church. When he was alive, I told him, this is what I'll do for you. So I drove all the way there to an unknown village. And when I got there, I saw priests in white and red with long garments. I said, what church is this? I don't know. I've never heard of such a, it's like a spiritual church. Or that was like, it's like, I think there was no church there. So that is what he went and joined. I said, oh, I'm here. I promise. I said, when you die, this is what I will do for you. So a spiritual pilgrim must know that when you speak a word, that's it. It should never change. When you say, I will be with you till you die. You then don't say it. Stop saying things. Yeah, stop saying things to people. Are you there or you are not there? Yeah. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. He's talking about promises you've made that, you know, you're realizing now that, Charlie, you shouldn't have made those promises. Go and deliver yourself. Amen. Verse 4. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. It's all, this is concerning the promise you've made. Yes. You promise a girl, you're going to marry her. One day I came to my father's house and I saw, I was in my father's house and I saw a case. You know, when you go to court, they have briefs and it's in some type of file. And I saw a big case my father was doing, breach of promise to marry. A woman had been promised to marry and the man didn't marry. And the woman was taking him to court seriously. And my father was a lawyer. Hey! You said you will marry me. Yeah. And it's serious, you know. Sometimes you see a young girl. A woman doesn't have all the time to wait. She has a biological clock that is ticking. So her eggs are getting defrosted and also getting, you know, I don't know what word to use. They're changing. Yeah. When you take a condition like Down syndrome is like they are normal, but they are not normal. They like music, they're slightly abnormal. Very different. They don't appreciate so many things. They are not, you can't say they are mad too. They are harmless. They are very friendly. It's like that is a slight mutation, change in the gene. Because in the egg, it's been sitting on the shelf for some time. But after some time, slight change like this. And you see that the heart can change. Say one of the vessels will join the other way. And then the heart is going this way, changing. Everything changes. So, you can't promise a girl and she's waiting for you, waiting. You a brother, you don't have a problem, in a sense, but these days there's more low sperm count. But Because President Mugabe is 90 whatever, but he has a child, I think he's about 20 years old. So it can work to 70 and beyond. But a 70-year-old lady cannot give birth unless by IVF. I saw once a 70-year-old lady, they do IVF now in India. The husband is 71, she's 70, 71, 72. They have a child. Newborn is his work. You thought it was a grandchild, but it's a child. Yeah. Okay. No brother here will be a promise and fail brother. Verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Animals can teach us a lot. Which having no guide, no overseer, and no ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? You see, in Wisdom 6, is giving advice. And one of the pieces of advice is, go to the ant and learn from the ant. But the main thing to learn from the ant is, the ant has no overseer. The ant has no guide. And the ant has no ruler, but is able to work. You never hear one ant shouting, "Hey, all of you guys, come this way." They work without supervision. Now, when you work without supervision, you go higher and higher and higher. So, most of us need supervision. Most of us need supervision. Like if we put you in a job, especially the graduates who are coming out of the schools today, need a lot of supervision. We need to come, we need to chase you, we need to tell you, get up early, come to work, do this. Okay, what about this? Have you done this? Have you checked this? Why don't you do this? Well, if we leave you for some time, everything will get spoiled under your hand, except you. Amen. I said except you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, you must decide that I'm going to be somebody who doesn't need meetings to explain the urgency of things. Look at some of us who are supposed to be shepherds. If we don't meet you, lay hands on you to the point of almost slapping you, you won't go and follow the sheep. You won't go and follow the sheep. We have to lay hands, we have to follow you. We have to chase, we have to call you, remind you, tell you there's a sheep, there's a sheep. This and that. I mean, it's like you cannot work without supervision. Go to the ant and learn only one thing from the ant. Work without supervisor. That's all. When I was in secondary school, I wrote down the names of all the sheep in the school, in the Scripture Union. I didn't call them sheep. I didn't know they were sheep, and I didn't know I was a shepherd. I knew they were brethren. They were sisters and brothers in Christ. I wrote down their names. House 17, these are all the girls. House 11, these are all the girls. House 18, these are all the boys. House 12, these are all the boys. We had four, and I had a sheet of paper. Sheet of paper. No, this one to get better sheet. Sheet. With a name. Give me a pen. Everybody's name. Written. Everybody's name. written. And I hold it like this. I was a student in Achimota School. No guide. No overseer. I was holding it like this. And I mentioned the name Solomon Atio. On my holiday. Don't clap. Do it. Don't clap. Don't clap what I'm saying. I mentioned his name. Rose. One of the people I prayed for was BDR. I didn't know she was. She's on my list. She was on my list. I mentioned him. Henrietta, whatever. No. John, whatever. I pray. Nobody told me to do. Nobody met me. Nobody told me what to do. Then at the end of term, we had term, not semester. At the end of the term, I preach a message. How to be a Christian during the long vac. Yes. How to be a Christian during the long vac. Because when you go for the long vac, you see that by the time you come back, the Christianity is finished. It's wearing good at all. I said it weren't good at all. Then I didn't want them to be lost. So I took sheet of paper. I'm talking about, he says, go to the ant and learn. Nobody tells you what to do, but you are doing it. And I took everybody. Name I said, come show me where you are staying. Draw a map. I drew a map to everybody's house. I had maps like this. You draw your map. Yes. Clap 250 roundabout. Go straight. Come to this turn right here. You see a kiosk. You brought here like that. I had a map for everybody's house. Nobody told me to do it. And then during the holidays, I take the map. And I'm going. And I go with the map. My friend I was going with is called Cecil. We used to go together. There we go. I've never been to all those places before. Nobody told me to do it. Nobody told me. Neither did anybody pay me. I was looking after sheep. You can never pay me to work for God. Working for God is not with pay. Yes. Go to the ant and learn that there's nobody. Sometimes you just look at somebody and say, so nobody told you to get up early? Nobody told you to come? Nobody told you to finish? Nobody told you to follow this person? Nobody told me. In 1983, 7th May, I was sleeping in my room, M13. When I woke up, my roommate and I, 7th May, 1983, I was in MB2. I looked out of the window, there was no sound in the hall, Legon Hall. So I said, what is happening? I look in the corridor, no sound. What has happened? Not knowing the school, everybody has gone to. They have run away from the school. They have gone to Circle, and they have also run away from it, I think the night before. And the school has been closed. That everybody has run away. There were soldiers on campus. And they said, yeah. 7th May. That time we had President Rawlings was the chairman of the PNDC. They were in charge. So when I told my roommate, Charlie, let's go home. There's nobody around. So we managed to go out, got a car, and started heading home. We were home waiting for them to announce that we are back in school. Not President Rawlings, no. We didn't come till 1984. Yes, we should. We say we don't like school, so go to the house. Yes. You say you are doing demonstration, be in the house. Till the next year. So I traveled to London. At a point, I realized that they are not reopening. So I went. You know what I did? when I went to London, I said, I'm coming to look for all Christians who are lost. Nobody told me. And I went and I looked for Kenneth Hagin books. And I bought a pile, the small ones. And I searched for everybody I knew from SU who I knew had come to London. All of them had backslidden. All. And I went to everybody's house. That's why when I say London, I know London. From north to south, east to west. Yes. I know everywhere. I know everywhere, every part. Yes. From follow up. Wow. Nobody told me to follow up. I'll go far and find your house when I knock. It's Brother Doug. Hey! I want to visit you. Here is a book. I bought it myself. My own. No, he said, can we get some money for transportation? You may get some slabs for transportation, not money for transportation. Nobody told me to go and look for the people. I went and found all of them. I was an MB2 student, second year, medical school. I'm talking to you about something. It's not today that I'm starting to look for souls. I found all of them. Some of them, I found them with their boyfriends. I was sitting in the house visiting. Here's my SU member, and this is her boyfriend. Talking about sex as if they are married. Visiting them. I go there Sunday. I said, come to church. I realized they wouldn't come, so I go on Sunday. Not to my church. I was not building Lighthouse. I didn't have any church. It was a good church I'd seen. I'll go there Sunday morning. I'm looking for so-and-so. He's asleep. So, tell her that I'm here. We are going to church. Oh, she hasn't bathed. So I'll wait. Bath. That's why today my shepherds have been waiting for people to bath. Yeah. Bath, the iron, the dress, and I'll take you. We are going. Bath. Here's a church. This is a good church. This is a pastor. This is a church. Nobody told me to do it. No supervision. So go and learn. The Bible says, anybody who become any, if you will be great in any way, you must know how to work. Like nobody is following you, but it occurs to you what you have to do. It occurs to you what you have to do. So, I'm looking for people. And God is looking for people. Nobody has to tell them, do this. It's important now. It's important. You're going to somebody who's going to die if you don't do this. Don't, it's very dangerous. Why don't you do this? Take a life. No. Just, you know. It's very important. By tomorrow it must be. By Thursday. By Saturday. Can't you see? We have to do it. Go to the ant and learn. If you want to be wise and great. Watch what people do without being told what to do. You know what the person will become. The person who needs someone with a cane on earth. All shepherds come. We are tired of you shepherds who are not visiting the sheep. All of you shepherds who are no more working for God. It is a very serious thing. Don't laugh at my English. My English wasn't good at the time, but I'm a good shepherd. No. No. No, 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 no. You don't love the Lord no more. You don't visit the sheep without being told what to do. I said, you don't visit the sheep without being told, being chased. Huh? Go to the ant, sister. You want to be great? You want to be chosen? You want to go higher? You want God to lift you up? You need me to come and tell you who to go and look for? Do this work? Okay, pray, pray, pray. Pray. Pray, pray. Very important, pray. Rise up and pray. Ah. How long will thou sleep? Especially the sisters like sleeping. Like they don't like bathing. They like sleeping. Especially in the mornings. Oh, now let's smart, Charlie. But if you see her in the morning, about table knock, man. Are you still here? How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, verse 10, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Now, there is a type of poverty that comes to people who like sleeping. There are two characteristics of the kind of poverty that is going to grip you for your plenty sleep. One, it is the poverty that comes as a traveler. You see, a traveler is somebody who has come. Maybe he's come from Kumasi or somewhere and he's arrived in your house. You can't say, go to your house. He is there to stay for the evening. Something you cannot dismiss and say, go away. Because where is he going? It is you he knows in town. And you are the one that he's come to see. He comes as a what? Traveler. And then the second characteristic is that your want or your poverty comes as an armed man. Somebody put a gun to your head, you can't say, hey, get to your house just now. You rather submit. Poverty with arms. Armed poverty, not an armed robber. Armed poverty. Not easy to get rid of. Wow. Are you there? Not easy to get rid of. How many want an armed poverty to come to your house? Or a traveling poverty? Take a bus and come to your house. And when he comes, he says, where are you from? So I just arrived with STC. And I'm here for 2 months. It will never happen to you in the name of Jesus. Wow. But you see, one of the great wisdom keys is sleep. Sleep. Sleep is a key to poverty. You go to some people's houses, you see that there is no food. And the wife will be arguing with the husband. We all went out, we all did, you are whatever, take it, look, all you are saying is that you didn't wake up early. And you don't like waking up early. Because if you had woken up early and been diligent to work, there would have been food and there would have been everything. Everton. There's something that I want to say, but I'm not saying it. I said there is something that I want to say, but I'm not saying it. When poverty comes, there is unhappiness in many areas. Yes, lack. But it's all from the time that you wake up. Poverty of spirituality. Poverty of happiness. It's all from the time that you wake up. Yes. A lot of things can be traced to the time. But you see, because you wake up at home and there is nobody to point it out to you, and anyone who points it out, you argue because you are in the house. You get what I'm saying? You're always getting away with it. The Bible is telling us why things are not working. It's based on the time that you get up with your smelly mouth and start moving around to kill mosquitoes, which are already gone to rest. I shouldn't say things, you see. Now, 12. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He winketh with his eyes. Amen. He speaketh with his feet, and he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually, and he soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken. Amen. Amen. Now this is talking about a froward person. Froward is a very bad characteristic. It means somebody who is willfully contrary, like opposed, not easily managed. It's not easy to manage. And another meaning is habitually opposed to whatever is being said. So it comes, froward is an old word, like toward and froward. So to and fro, that's where it comes from, to and fro. So toward is going forward in the positive, and froward is the backward. So the person is always in the reverse. When you have a meeting and you suggest something, he teaches with his fingers. The attitude and the nonverbal communication of the person is negative. He speaks with the winketh with his eyes. When you see somebody at a meeting, watch. Don't allow anybody to be at a meeting. He speaketh with his feet and teacheth with his fingers. He's speaking with his feet. So the way the person will even... All we are saying is don't waste our time. Winketh with the eye. The eyes have changed. Why have you closed your eyes? Oh, that's how it is. In my family, the right eye is closed. Every suggestion that comes up is always not flowing. If you say go to this school, he doesn't want to go to that school. In fact, such people, you have to say the opposite of what you want. If you want him to go to that school, say, go to this school. Say, no, I want to go to this school. If you want him to go here, say, go here. Say, oh, no, I like this school. If you want him to come to church, say, don't come to church. No, I want to come to church. Always opposite to whatever you want them to do. And the Bible says, not easily managed. That's the dictionary. Not easy to manage such a person. When you have such people at meeting, they are always negative. And as you get older, you become more negative without even knowing it. Everything that comes up, you become negative. Yes. And that's why sometimes in the first love, environment. See, our people are possible. We say, shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love God, and the first love? So what is that? What is stamping? What are we? It's nothing. But you see, when you are a froward, it's like there's two, and then you there, you are fro. Always negative. Questioning, contrary, willfully opposed, contrary to everything. You wouldn't want to suggest anything to such a person. Make sure you marry somebody who doesn't have a froward spirit. Because when you are married to such a person, you say, can you kindly lie this way? The person says, shh. Can you kindly sit over here? Willfully contrary. Habitually. It's like, it's a habit to be opposite. Yeah. Do you know anybody like that? Think carefully of anybody you know who is. Whatever. If your father is doing this, they want to do the opposite. If your mother is doing this, I want to do the opposite. If your pastor says this, I do the opposite. Your friend says, let's go here. So let's go and buy chicken. No, let's go and buy wache. Always opposed to whatever you are doing. And when you marry somebody who has a froward spirit. You see, brothers, that's why we are coming to that part. You don't get married to a stranger. Because you can't know those things when you meet somebody for a short time. Yeah. You can't know things. You know somebody for a short time. You don't know what is in the person. Yeah. You will never be married to a froward person. Whatever is froward in you dies tonight. Verse 16. These six things does the Lord hate. Seven are an abomination to him. Number one, a proud look. Don't look proud. Anybody who looks proud, your friends tell you you look proud, ask them, please, what am I doing that makes me look proud? The person say, the way you do your eye like this, it makes you look like you are not interested in what is being said. Because a look, not that you are proud, the look of pride is not it's what God doesn't want. Not that he doesn't like pride. He doesn't like the proud look. There's some of you who's like you've raised your eyebrow. One day I met a sister and I said, how is your marriage? And she said, it's personal. I said, personal. Oh, yeah? Personal. In Wesley Girls, they teach them to walk as if they are carrying books on their head. Balance a book on my head. Let's see. But if you are flowing, say, oh, Charlie, ha! A book cannot stay on your head if you are flowing. But if you are not flowing, say, how are you? How are you over there? Glory to God. Thank you for your claps and your shouts. I appreciate it very much. But if you are flowing, you say, Tale, my English very good. Oh, I see you flowing in Jesus' name. You will never have a proud look. And when you have a proud look, it prevents brothers from proposing to you. One day, a certain father, he told his daughter, I will not buy you this car. Because when you drive by in the air condition, you may look too big. Not that you are big, but you look that nobody will propose to you. When the brother
parents even want to propose, they look and say, hey, this is a different over. I can't even imagine her in the house. And I'll call her and say, headmistress, yes. Whatever proud look is in you dies tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two, a lying tongue. God hates it. Amen. Hands that shed innocent blood. Murderers, abortions. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among brethren. Watch out, there are some people, when they come into your life, your friends will change. You know, there are some people, they are the cause of your friendships changing. Like when that person comes into your life, it's like your relationship with this person will spoil. Your relationship with this person will spoil. Like it's like in belovedosis. If you get a beloved, and because of the beloved, you are now no more able to flow here. You are now no more able to be here. It's not a good beloved. I said what? It's not a good beloved. So one beloved that you've got now, it has meant that all discord has come among all brethren. Why? Oh, wait till man will see before. Yeah. Small beloved doses. Now the whole thing has changed into something. Is this supposed to spoil all our friendship and spoil all our happiness? The beloved dose is supposed to rather enhance the flow. It's like your presence is making us flow more. Not to divide us. When I was in a relationship in medical school, you know, I was just in my room, R block, after church, we're all students. My wife, my beloved, she will make sandwiches. Yes. Then, Bishop Saki, who was Brother T, and Bishop Eddie, who was, Eddie. They will all come. And other members. And then they will eat. And I used to look at it and say, wow, she's bringing the people that are important closer rather than scattering them. Yes. Some of you, one beloved, those that we have entered with you, Charlie, brother, you yourself should see the signs that this one is a bad sign. It's a seesaw. What you will see is what you saw. Some beloveds are like markers in soccer. They've marked you. Like they don't have any game. You see, a marker is being told that mark Roland. Is that what they call it? Marking? Close marking. They don't have any aim in the game. Only to close mark. Where you go, I go. I stop whatever you are doing that is rough, that I don't like. Belovedosis is not close marking. Belovedosis is love. I don't love somebody by close mark. You say, where you are going, I will be there. I hear you are going tomorrow. I'm coming there. I will be there. Is it 7? I'll be there by 6:30. You will never be free. Once I'm here, you must. Once you are there, I must be there. You can never be there without me. Hey! Ask your sister, are you a beloved or a marker? Are you a close marker? You are marking Rolando or whatever his name is. Okay. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. By what your mother says, if you know me, you will remember. I will tell you things my father said this. My mother said this. Yes. My mother has told, I have not said them. Mother told me certain things. Oh, you see how they build this? Not this house. Do this, like this. Not like that. Many things. Here. It's not for me to say here, but if you listen, you hear. My father said this. Don't drive somebody's car. I tell, try to say. My daddy said this. That is the only reason on earth that I'm doing this. My father said this. It's a good reason. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Keep you, lead you, and talk with you. The words of your father, biological, spiritual, ministry, they will keep you. That means they are words. When you hear those words, it's protection. Or the silence, it's protection. It will talk with you. It's like it's going to be talking. You hear the word in your head all the time. It's talking to you. And it will lead you. Receive guidance. Receive guidance from the Holy Ghost to your father's light and commandment that are given to you. Yeah. Verse 24. For 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Reproofs. Some of you don't like him. Facing. And beasts. When there are beasts. When there is a beast, that is good. There are some people, if you say something, you never see them again. Yes. Recently, I talked to someone. I just said something, went to there. Then I saw that, the next time I saw the person, I saw that he was standing far away. If he sees me, he stands far away. Yeah. But reproofs are the way of life. The way of life. If you have not been faced and there has not been a beast, you are not in life. Some of you don't have parents, so you don't know the way of life. You grew up without being faced, without being blasted, without being told this is wrong, this is right, this is what. Yes. Reproofs are the way of life. So you have not been tossable. Is that the right word? Tossable. You have not been trained. You have not been chosen properly. Trained. Yeah. When it's a blasting noise, it's like, hey, this man, I'm afraid of him. This man, I'm afraid. You are a fool. That's what you are. You are a stupid fool. Hey, this man, this woman, I'm afraid of her. You are a stupid fool. You are afraid of this woman. Because of blasting, that is the way of life. Now you tell people and you are rather spreading that, oh, I'm afraid of this woman. Hey, this woman is very dangerous. Hey, tell her what she you are a fool. I'm telling you are a fool. Reproofs are the way of life. And you know you need it. That is why when people get married, you see that they can't even speak again. Say their husband, he'll be quiet. Call Bill and Okobe, Joseph. Everything he answers, he said, Joseph, answer. How is Mary? She's okay. You can't say that she's pregnant. How is Mary? Oh, Mary is fine. How is Mary? Oh, Mary is okay. You cannot even open your mouth to say that, Charlie, you cannot believe of pregnancy by the Holy Ghost. Bible says Joseph was a good man. He decided that he would not embarrass her. He said, I know she's pregnant from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. When I ask her, I've asked her, I spent from Tuesday to Thursday asking who is the source of the pregnancy. She said it's the Holy Ghost. But he decided that, Charlie, next week I'm going to see the parents. First of all, she's very stubborn. She doesn't answer questions. She's not open. She's denying the whole pregnancy. She says that it is the Holy Ghost. But he was a good man. He was a good man. And the chosen one that you didn't get, the training and the facing, the reproofs, the way of that you didn't get, that would make you funny. Some of you grew up smelling. When you talk about bathing, you don't want to bath. And you don't know that you are smelling. You know, there are some things I don't know. I think it's the camera. Look at them looking at me here. If I tell you, you see. You don't know. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One day, a brother, you know, he was called. He was called, but he said, you know, why is your marriage? You are not able to do the things in the marriage. He said, he said, you don't understand. I cannot say certain things that he's saying. Hey. not trained. What could he not say? And he said it. I said, oh. Yeah. Wow. So the commandment is a lamb. Don't start saying things. Yeah. You know, it's the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman. Wow. From the flattery of the tongue of the strange woman. Always notice the emphasis on words. Sleep. God is emphasizing the word sleep. He's emphasizing the word strange when it comes to a woman. She must be known. No strangers. Keep thee from the words. The strange woman. Wow. When you were singing. Ooh. It was too much. Too much. I could feel your voice in my throat. Now, shh. I'm ending in 5 minutes. Listen. Listen carefully. Last, these are the power points of a strange woman. Number one is her flattery, like your words. Raps. Number two, 25. Lust not after her beauty. She's beautiful. There's no question about it. And beauty is enhanced by demons. When there are demons in a beautiful woman, she's even more appealing to you. Yes. Shh. Listen, oh. Listen. When a beautiful woman has demons in her, she's even more beautiful. She strikes you. One day I was preaching, I saw a person. And then I noticed, and then I looked again. I was in a foreign country. I didn't know who it was. And then I found out who it was. I said, aha, that's why I looked twice. Because she strikes you. She's not only you, it's everybody. Amen. And she has been striking a lot of people. She's a striker and has been struck many times. Last not, it didn't say last not after her ugliness. It didn't say last not after her ugliness. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. But you see, the Bible says, oh, Babylon has become the habitation of devils because she has lived deliciously. When a girl has lived deliciously, and because of her fornications, there are more spirits in the person. So it's not the natural beauty only, but it's enhanced. Just like how the madman of Gadara had superhuman physical strength. The beauty is super beauty. It's like. Wow. Neither let her take thee with her eyelids. When she looks at you, people speak with their eyes. Oh. I know when somebody loves me through the eyes. Oh yes. I can see in people's eyes when they love me. I can see in many of your eyes that you love me. Yeah. I see. But you see, because eyes have there's something, the eyes, you can't understand what is coming from the eye. Neither let her take thee with her eyelids. Shabaya. Whatever is out to capture you through eyelids, I curse it today in the name of Jesus. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life by means of a whorish woman. Like, she's not a whore. She's not a prostitute. She's whorish. Like, she's whorish. She's not a real prostitute, but she's prostitutish. Bonnie is sleeper with this one and with this one and this one and this one. It's whorish. She's a lay prostitute. She's a volunteer prostitute. Whorish. Not a whore. A whorish woman. She's ish. Aye. You will never be taken by a whorish woman. And when, listen, and when you are taken, are you listening to the message? When you are captured by a whorish woman, your life is turned into a piece of bread. What does it mean? What does it mean when you are a piece of bread? A piece of bread means that somebody is going to take a knife and be cutting you slowly into small, small pieces, killing you softly, and eating you piece by piece. Yes. So when you have been taken by someone, that is your life. That will not be your story. And the adulteress, she will hunt for the precious life. She's not after all people. No, precious lives. If there's a call on your life, expect a lot of women to like you. If you are called. Yes. If you are called, if you are a brother, and, oh, you will not let me preach again. I shouldn't preach. Okay, I've closed. Then sit down and be quiet. The adulteress will hunt for the precious life. If you are called, a lot of girls will like you. And those girls are called hunters. She's hunting. Then, you see, when they are... I shouldn't preach again, you see. When they are hunting, they stop, they go slowly. So sometimes when you meet them, they say, standing there. Hello. Then you see, 1, 2, 3. Then they make a fast move. You don't understand what is happening. They are hunting for you, my friend. This is what is happening. That's why at times they look cool, at times they look fast. Yes, you have a mixture. Yes. They are after it. All brothers, hold your zips quickly. Hold your zips. Hey. Hold it tight. And your belt. Fasten your seat belt. Wow. But if you are not anointed, you even struggle when you propose. You say, hello, my name is Jack Toronto. I noticed you in the congregation. And the girl said, yes. And I thought that I could be friends with you. Listen, I'm busy. I'll call you back later. But when you are anointed, because of the anointing, the virgins do love thee. And you see that they are coming to you. And they are hunting for you. They are sniffing you out. It's not that you are handsome. It's the call. It's the precious life. It's the precious life. Yes. Precious life. They are searching you out. They are like cats. Pussy cats. Hunting. Then you put the claws. One stroke. Yes. It's the call of God that is calling these people. Because you are anointed. Yeah. It's a great call. Once you are called, a lot of people, the anointing, it makes you like you are a great something, although you are just a man. Yeah. Brothers, look, let me, don't think that you like girls. They like you. They really like you. Don't think it the other way. Brothers, can I hear a shout from the Lord? Okay, I'm closing. Can a man take fire into his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? Next time you are watching pornography, remember this verse, Proverbs 6:27. Can a man take fire into his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? There are certain things that you do, you will be burnt to affect you. Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be burnt? Certain things you are doing, they are burning you. Yes. You can't easily. You can't easily. Yeah. So many boys. So he that goeth to his neighbor's wife, and whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he found, if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Now, verse 32 is one of the most important verses in the whole Bible. Whoso committed adultery with a woman lacketh self-control. No. He lacketh what people don't realize is the real foundation for fornication and adultery, which is understanding. Yeah. Yeah. And you see, it's so deep that I cannot go into it in this service. Yes. But you can meditate on it. But it is he that committed adultery lacks self-control or lacks discipline or lacks holiness or lacks what? Willpower or lacks purity or lacks righteousness. He lacks understanding. Which is surprising. Like, what understanding do you lack? Because after all, Charlie, we are flowing with our feelings. We feel it and we are flowing. So what do you mean by the understanding? And this also shows you that developing a certain understanding is your master key to keeping you from fornication. Yeah. Yeah. Developing a certain understanding, not even willpower, is your master key. Because the one that does it lacks not willpower, self-control, holiness, purity, and all those things. But there's a certain way of thinking, which if you think, delivers you even from fornication. And I'll give you just one key. If you look at sometimes people that are couples that are older, you see that they are staying together. They are maybe handsome and beautiful. Brother handsome and sister beautiful, they are staying together. But you ask yourself that, if you ask them, when was the last time you asked, oh, December, maybe around December, or maybe last year. Do you understand? And you wonder that, Mrs. Beautiful and Madam, Mr. Handsome, how come they are not able to relate in that way? And you realize that it's because a certain thoughts have entered their minds, and a certain way of thinking based on whatever they have experienced in life has entered. It has dried out the ability and the interest. Yes. That is why the Bible says that it is a way of understanding that actually keeps you or it is the lack of a certain way of understanding things that makes you do certain things. Yeah. So I'll give that to you as homework. Consider what I'm saying. And I'll teach it in small groups, not on this camera that are watching me here. Wow. What do you think? A wound and dishonor shall he get. His reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Wow. Whatever is lacking in your wisdom box, receive it today in Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to the Lord. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you right now. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, I am going to pray with you now. Father, thank you for all these that are gathered here. If you want to give your life to Jesus today, lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you so much for all those giving their life to Jesus today. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, thank you for wisdom. Lay your hand on your head. Receive wisdom from God right now. Whatever you lack that makes you need supervision every day, be healed of it in Jesus' name. Whatever is foolishness in you is replaced with the wisdom of God tonight. Whatever strange woman you are following, you are receiving power to deliver, be delivered from that strange woman right now. Whatever you lack in the way you understand and the way you think, you are receiving understanding that delivers you from evil today. Whatever foolish promises you have made, be delivered from foolish promises today. Let the blessing of Jehovah rest upon you, be magnified upon you, be established upon you. May you walk higher and higher and higher. May you walk wiser and wiser and wiser. May you be blessed and blessed and blessed. May you be filled with wisdom and understanding. And may all the blessings of wisdom come upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for the children. Children need wisdom. Thank you for giving us wisdom. Wisdom to serve you. Wisdom for tomorrow. Wisdom for today. Wisdom for the years ahead. Bless every one of them. Thank you for your great power that is released into our lives. Whatever foolishness we have inherited, we curse that foolishness today. And we receive the wisdom of God into our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the words of our mouth be powerful from today. May the statements we make, all of them, be true. May we not tell part lies and part truths. Thanks for your blessing, O God. And as we go out of this place, Lord, let your mighty power rest on each and every one of us. Thank you that next week is a better week. A better week than this week. Thank you that this year is our best year ever. Thank you for good news every day. Thank you for blessings every day. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from earthquakes. Deliver us from terrorists. Deliver us from floods. Deliver us from electrical electrocution in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Deliver us from accident in the bus, accident in the car, accident by any degree and in any way. Thank you for your great help and blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shouted, amen. You have become the wisest person on this earth. In Jesus' name. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.